Now, Faslodex, of course, is given as an intramuscular injection. And one of the issues that's been discussed has been the issue of should you start out with a loading dose. Can you talk about that issue and what you do?
Faslodex is an interesting drug. It was developed as a congener of estrogen to be an estrogen antagonist. And instead of just binding to the estrogen receptor, when it binds the estrogen receptor, it distorts it. The difficulty is because it's in a depot form, you may not get effective levels for 1 to 2 months. And therefore, there was an impetus to look at loading.
What would you tell her to expect in terms of side effects from the fulvestrant?
Again, they're hormonal mainly. Usually they're not that bad, but it's the type of hormonal changes you've mentioned before, and that may be the hot flashes and occasionally mood swings, things like that. Surprisingly, most people do not complain of the injection.
What about the arthralgias and bone problems we talked about with the AIs?
Haven't seen that.
So we'll say that this lady goes on the fulvestrant, tolerates it extremely well, is on it for about 9 months. Her bone pain improves while she's on it. But then after about 9 months, she starts to get her bone pain back. You do another workup, and now she has two new liver mets. They're not huge, but they're definitely new lesions present in the liver and a couple new bone lesions. Again, she's not particularly symptomatic. She's not even as symptomatic as she was when she first started. What do you think your likely next step would be?
In that case, I would give her tamoxifen and watch the liver closely. And if there were deterioration, then I think at that point in time we're stuck with using cytotoxic therapy.
So you give her the tamoxifen, and her bone pain really starts to get actually a little bit worse. And after a few months, you repeat the scan, and her liver lesions are getting worse. So how would you think through her treatment options at that point?